بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نريد السكن حديث in the chapter of taqwa, observing the fear of Allah, staying away from the disobedience of Allah and fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the dunya appears to be very sweet and very green, that is very lush and enjoyable, and Allah has put you in charge of it. And all this is to test you, to see that if you will get involved in dunya, that is in the impermissible things of this dunya, and Allah wants to see what your actions will be. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice that fear the dunya, do not get involved in dunya in exerting yourself in dunya, forgetting your akhirat, and particularly fear the fitna of women. Because the first fitna, the test of the Bani Israel, was with regard to woman. Further commentary on this, the world has been likened to sweet fruit and green vegetation because of their appeal and temptations in terms of taste and color. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened the dunya towards a very sweet fruit and very wonderful green vegetation, beautiful gardens, etc. All the temptations of this dunya which are in front of a person, and a person is made also of the sand and water of this dunya, so the nafs inclines to the dunya and it wants to take the advantages of dunya, and it goes beyond the limits, and even in haram it involves in dunya, and even in halal to overindulge in dunya and forget our akhirat, that also is not permissible. In addition, just as vegetation shrivels, rots and decomposes, this temporary world will one day also be destroyed. Another beautiful implication of this wonderful example which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, that this dunya is like a beautiful garden with all its fruit and vegetation, etc. But we know that over time, that this also, it shrivels, it rots, and it becomes decomposed. Like that, this dunya also. So if you put your heart in this dunya is also going to come to an end. And a person sees that how this dunya, it may be a wonderful motor car today, tomorrow it is lying in the scrapyard. Today may be the most clothes which are of the latest fashion, etc. Tomorrow they are used for dirty cleaning up jobs. The houses which are so beautiful, tomorrow they are demolished and nothing is left of them. So this is the condition of this dunya. We ourselves, while we are young, we have all the strength and energy within us. But the time comes when we have become old and we cannot do anything also. Today we have money, tomorrow our pockets are empty, we can't do anything. So we should not fall into the temptations of this dunya. These are very temporary. And on the other hand, the akhirat is forever and ever. And that is what a person should endeavor for. After providing a description of its nature, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the precious advice of refraining from the evil temptations of the world and that of woman. After explaining this, and this is how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tarbiyat and nurtured the Sahaba and the Ummat, he explained the reality of things. And then he gave his advice also what should be done. That be careful for the temptations of this dunya and for that of woman as well. As both of these have the potential of distracting one from fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Both of them are such that a person gets distracted and he does not then fulfill the command. Getting too much involved even in halal dunya. What is permissible, we earned it in a halal way. But being engaged too much of it, we become lax on our namaz. We even will miss our namaz, for example. to sleep is 100% permissible. But if a person just becomes a lover of his sleep, he will oversleep and miss his namazes also. And then there are other things of this dunya which are not permissible, which are haram. That has to, a person has to stay away from that completely. As far as women also is concerned, there are those women who are haram for a person who are not in his nikah, etc. So they are totally haram. And even from his halal wife, he must not get involved so much with her that he misses his namaz, that he listens to her so much and he breaks the laws of Allah. For example, she doesn't want him to keep a beard. Or she says, don't go to the masjid, you'll get the virus there. Or any other wrong thing. So even with our legal wives, we must be careful with regard to women, and which are the women who are not permissible for us, that must be totally, we must stay away from that totally. Numerous Quranic verses and ahadith warn us against the dangers of excessive love for materialism and wealth. This dunya, even the permissible dunya, but when we go in excess of it, just like food which is halal, it is halal for a person, it's good for a person, but we overeat, it becomes a cause of harm for a person. And then it is not good for a person, but it is harmful for a person. And to eat haram food, that is right out of the question. That a person cannot go near to it at all in any way whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةٌ وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَالِ. Every nation had a tribulation, a test, a trial. And the test and trial of my nation is wealth. That wealth, it will appear very sweet and very nice. And a person will want to acquire more and more wealth. To acquire halal wealth, again, it is permissible. And it is required to the extent that it is necessary. But to overindulge in acquiring halal wealth also, that we start missing our namazes, we don't learn our deen, we don't practice upon our deen, then that halal wealth also is not permissible. And haram wealth is right out of the question. There is no question of an earning through by interest, by buying and selling stolen goods, etc., or by lying and deceiving the customers. That is totally impermissible. But even halal must not go over the limit. It must stay within the limit, then it will be good for a person. The mention of the Banu Israel may either be a reference to the incident of Harut and Marut, or that of Balaam ibn Baura. The two farishtas that came, it may be a mention to them that Allah had put a test of woman for them also. And or it may be that of Balaam ibn Baura, who was also tempted by a woman when the Bani Israel asked him to make baddua for the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He refused. They went to his wife and they gave her a lot of money and riches and jewelry and told her that tell your husband to make baddua for the Nabi. When he did that, his tongue came out of his mouth and lay just like a dog's mouth, a dog's tongue. When he comes and he just lays out like that, that was his condition. And then he was a very pious and righteous person. A very, very pious person, greatly in the ibadat of Allah. But then his mort came in that condition. So the fitna of women, even permissible women, our wives also, a person must be on his guard. With regard to our children, a person's heart is normally more softer for his daughters. And if the daughters also want haram clothing, they want to do haram things and go to haram places, and they are not regular with the deen, they are also a great fitna for a person. A person becomes soft for his children, and especially for his daughters, and this can be also a great fitna for a person. As women were instrumental in bringing failure in both these cases. Strange women become a serious temptation when men associate with them in a prohibited manner by intermingling, gazing at their beauty, speaking to them unnecessarily, etc. strange woman, I quite understood that is totally haram. A person must not. But unfortunately, our mindset has become that we mix freely with other women. We joke around with them also, and unnecessarily also. Whether it is the teller at the bank or a cashier at a supermarket or any other woman, we just make some jokes also. All this is totally haram to associate in any way with other women in any way. And this leads to terrible consequences eventually. In addition, married women who lead their husbands away from their obligatory religious duties are a threat to their spiritual progress. So that is also very important, that even who we are legally married to, and that woman is 100% halal and jais for us, but we must be careful that she does not lead us to haram. How many times in the love of the wife, or a person wants to, he's under the wife controls him, and then she's doing all haram things, and the poor husband just has to submit also, and has to fall in line with her, just to keep the peace at home. A person must give preference to his iman and to his akhirat, and not fall into these haram things. A person must remain firm. Woman, even in the case of a with whom one is married and who is jais and halal, are also a great test and fitna for us. So we have to be very careful. And women easily become influenced by other people, and they start doing the wrong things, and then they want it to be done by the family, the husband also, and they want the children also, especially with children's clothing, for example. They will want to buy clothes that have got murat, pictures on it, etc. They will want to take the family to places, resorts, retreats, etc., which are totally impermissible. All these things, a person must be very careful. A woman are a great fitna, a great test for men. Away from the obligatory religious duties are a threat to their spiritual progress. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adarra 'ala ar-rijal min an-nisa." Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, "I haven't left any fitna more harmful for my ummah than that of woman." In the one hadith, wealth, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. In this hadith, woman. So these are two things because of which a person goes astray very easily. In the pursuit of wealth, even halal wealth, but he forgets his first duties. And when he goes into halal and he wants to acquire more, and he falls in haram, then he destroys his deen and he destroys his akhirat. In the same way with regard to women, which are haram, but the temptations are always there, that man wants to associate with them, flirt around with them, talk with them, and this leads to the most horrible consequences also. And from one's halal wife also, one must not break the laws of Allah and try and please the wife and try and keep the peace even. What is Allah's law? In a suitable manner, we must establish that law. And the man, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are that Allah has made them in charge, and they must see that things go right. At the same time, men also must not be such that they lead the woman to wrong, that they don't allow them to wear parda, etc. They let them do as they please, and they don't control them. And women also mix around with other men, talk with other men, and the husband doesn't stop it. And in fact, he's happy. She's also talking, and she's very, very friendly, and she's very good-natured. She talks and jokes with everyone. We must learn the Islamic injunctions and laws and uphold them. Only in that lies our goodness of this deen, of our deen, dunya and akhirat. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen and observe our deen properly, by which we will get the wonderful true fruit and enjoyment of dunya also, and perpetually, eternally in the akhirat as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.